Great. Excellent. Well, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're going to USP, please. Follow me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
Thank you for, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
The 1 John 1:9.
According to Christ.
I'll pray now. Heavenly Father, praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We bless this time together. We bless the anointing that's going to come through this meeting right now. That it touches everybody exactly where they need to be. As you lead us all and guide us all through these challenging times ahead, that we hear your voice clearly and discern your voice from the enemy's voice at all times, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, so I'm going to mute everybody and then we're going to do worship.
Watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope.
lay behind the stone. You lived and died, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all, above all powers, of all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men. You were here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you're worth. You were crucified and laid behind the stone. You lived and died, rejected.
From your head.
to my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Hey, there's a really strong healing anointing right now. So those of you that want healing or a special touch from God, I suggest that you close your eyes and raise your hands. And the Holy Spirit is just pouring out a strong anointing of healing, restoration, rejuvenation, replacement, joy, unspeakable, and a refreshing. Let's just praise Him. I praise you, Lord.
Praise
I
you.
Praise you, Lord. I praise you. I worship you. I praise you and I worship you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, and I worship you. I worship you, glorify you. I love you, Lord. I adore you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now we're just going to be quiet before the Holy Spirit and just receive. Receive what you need. For His anointing is flowing to you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Sharon, can you unmute yourself and give your praise reports, please, and your testimonies? Should be able to unmute.
Oh, did that do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I had gone to my granddaughter's house. This was on the 12th of October. No, it was September. And she was there with her new son. And he's about 9 months out, 9 months old now. And he weighs between 30 and 35 pounds. And I was playing with him under the kitchen table. And it's got cement floor in the kitchen. And we were playing, and he was laughing so hard, and he just started falling backwards. He was laughing. And I reached out right quick to catch his back and his head, and my thumb popped. And it was very, very painful. And I had wrapped it at one time. And not very long ago, I was in a lot of pain. And I told Holy, Father God about it. I just said, I'm going to be still and just know that you are God. And I went and laid on the couch, and I started praying in tongues. And when I got up, it was probably a half an hour I laid there. And when I got up and I started to do something and pick something up, and I thought, my thumb, it doesn't hurt. And it's back, the bones are back where they belong. And my thumb is totally healed.
That's exciting. Praise the Lord.
Yep. No pain. Totally healed.
Praise the Lord. I love that.
Praise the Lord.
Do you want to give that other testimony?
Oh, I had gone yesterday. I went down to St. George to have a consultation with a doctor down there. And the nurse hooked me up to a machine, out in the office there, and it took all of your blood pressure and pulse and things like that. And she got done, and she looked at me, and I thought, oh, what's going on? And she looked at me, and she said, I have never, and she was, had been a nurse a long time, and she said, I have never seen a 100% oxygen level on anybody that I've ever done this to. And the doctor came out and said, my nurse told me what your oxygen level was. And she said, I have never seen that before in my whole life. And I said, well, I think it's from all the praying and doing all the affirmations.
What a testimony to the medical staff there. That is wonderful. That's huge, because Sharon had a diagnosis a few years ago that was a very challenging diagnosis about a cardiovascular challenge that could have been very, very challenging. And to get that kind of a report now shows that all the diligence of prayers does pay off. So yes, don't be weary and well-doing, you guys that are praying.
Do your affirmations.
Keep doing your affirmations and your prayers.
That's right.
It does pay off. And we fight the good fight of faith. And there are some challenges that sometimes we get, Pastor James says, when the devil hits hard, we hit harder. All we can do is keep fighting the good fight of faith. Okay. And believe for victories. Amen.
Amen.
So we rejoice with you, Sharon. And
thank you. Thank you.
I have any favorites. So Sharon, I want you to pray for everybody that needs healing. Could you?
Me?
Yeah, just a general prayer for everybody, please.
Oh, we just come to you, Father God, and we just thank you. You are so magnificent. You are so remarkable. You're so caring and tender and loving. And you always take care of us. You said to ask, and we should receive. And we ask and receive, Lord, and we thank you for it. And I just ask you tonight to, if there's anyone who needs some healing or just some peace in their life, that you just touch them. Touch them with your healing. Righteous right hand, Lord. because we all declare that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And I thank you for doing that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 In Jesus' name.
One of the things that we pray on our prayer list is take our spiritual authority. And as you know, Pastor Karen and I were honored to go to a business conference in Florida last week, earlier this week. And the week before, the weather forecast said rain, heavy rain the whole 4 days, you know. And as we were talking to the group we were going to be meeting there, Pastor Karen and I says, you know, not on our watch. We don't get to go to vacations very much. We want nice weather. So we took our authority and, you know, prayer, effective prayer of a righteous man. You know, and we just stood our ground that they would be fine weather the whole time we were there. And the first day when we were going there, there was very turbulent in the airplanes going in there. In fact, the guy who picked us up said the people before him were very, very sick from turbulence on their airplane. And our airplane was smooth. We had very little bumps smooth going through because we took our authority. We get there, and the first night, there were still challenges, some rain, some tornadoes, which we prayed them away, and the tornadoes went away. One of them landed 3 blocks away from Darren Wong's house, but no damage to hurt to any of our people or anything like that. And
good thing we prayed it away.
Yeah.
It went back up in the air.
Right. And then the system broke. We had beautiful sunny skies, fantastic weather, nice and cool breezes, just what you expect somebody in that kind of a climate to be at. It was fantastic. So all the time we're in our meetings, they kept thanking the pastors for praying the weather in. You know, that was Jesus that did it, but we did our part. We took our spiritual authority. And it's very, very exciting when you see that work. And it's all because we are praying together as a team. When we get up at 6:33, and I know we're not being religious about this or legalistic, okay? Seek first the kingdom of God. And if you don't make it, no problem, no condemnation, okay? But this is working. We are having tremendous healings. We are having tremendous victories. And we took authority over the airwaves. And we got exactly what everybody wanted. It was kind of funny. At one point in time, one person said, well, you can't control the weather. And I had not say anything because she was speaking, but well, we did, you know.
To take control of it. And then travel insurance was recommended, which is usually wise for most people. But we prayed about it. And the Lord says, well, Jesus is your travel insurance. And as long as we're on that plane or anywhere where we are, we believe that safety will be with us and everyone around us. And we all can do that because the word of God is good for all of us. And we're all God's kids. And it was just kind of cool to be able to see your prayers supporting us working. Hooray. So I just wanted to give you those testimonies of what happened.
We really truly appreciate the support we get from this group.
Absolutely.
It means a lot to us.
Absolutely. Yeah, your intercession is so important. We could see that the Lord is working in a stronger and stronger way. And very pleased with what the Lord is doing in you and through you. In Jesus' name. So today we're going to do a checklist.
Right.
For our 6:33 prayer, and we're going to be expanding it, but we're going to go through it in a little different way today. Okay, it's really exciting. A lot of people are saying to us, "Oh, God's waking me up without an alarm clock," and I looked and it was 6:33. It's really exciting. I do tell this story. One of our night owls. who many times doesn't go to sleep till after midnight. And God was waking her up at 6:33, which was huge because, you know, usually if you go to sleep at midnight or 1 a.m., people don't get up till, you know, 8 or something like that. And so I'm really proud of her because she actually got up to pray because God got her up and she was obedient. And I'm really excited about that. Okay. So if God wakes you up early, it's not my fault. He's waking us up early and he's just getting people gathered to join us. Because remember that vision that the Lord showed me, this huge, huge boulder that was as big as like three stories tall. Sometimes I think it was like 3 to 6 stories tall. It was huge and at least as wide as 3 big houses. And I was a little person, looked like a little ant right in front of this big boulder. And I was praying to remove that boulder out of the pathway that I was supposed to go through. And that God's people were supposed to take this pathway. And then the Lord said, gather your people, gather your people. And I saw all these other people came beside me and prayed. And we were praying away that big roadblock so we could all have the breakthroughs in our lives. And as we prayed together, because the power of agreement of the anointing on each of us, a corporate anointing where two or more agree, touching anything on this earth, it shall be done by our Heavenly Father, it disappeared. And so when we get up together at 6:33, and if you can't get up because you had a late night shift or you had to run out of the door at 6 a.m. and you couldn't pray, or you have to just get going with your day. It was so great that one of our congregation members said to me one day, she had so much going on that there's no way that she could pray in the morning. She used to pray at night before she went to sleep. Now she's trying to switch over to pray in the morning, but she couldn't get it done that day because of what was on her agenda. And she said she could feel our prayers and it brought comfort to her to know that she was being supported in prayer when she couldn't get it done for herself. And that's what this is about, to help each other. Don't feel condemned if you couldn't get up or you weren't able to meet the 6:33, or you get up earlier than 6:33 and you didn't get a break at work. Just know that when you can, you join us in your hearts with us. I know Nick, he, I love this. Okay. So Nick, he's in New York. And sometimes he's up by 5. I can't remember what time he actually gets to work, but sometimes he can't stop at 6:33 to take a break. So he'll pray at 9:33 Eastern time, which is 6:33 our time, to coordinate with us, which I think was a great idea. And so we texted him when we were in Florida because we were up at 3:33 Eastern time. And did 6:33 Eastern time, and then did 9:33 to join you guys on California time. So we got triple blessed when we were away. I know you're supposed to be on vacation and take a break, but the Lord woke us up all three times.
It wasn't my choice. It's like, okay, we're waking up. May as well,
because it was like we could feel that triple blessing, you know? And so it was really exciting. And then we saw when we came back, so many more breakthroughs of things that were happening with people. So we're kind of glad we got the triple in there. Anyway, so and we tell people if you just, you know, pray your regular prayers, that's fine too. But some people need to start at 6:33 p.m. because a.m. is a tough time for them. But we can all ramp up to it, work up to it, right?
Well, the important thing is seek first the kingdom of God. The time is nice when it works out, but you know the scripture says seek first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added to you. So we all have all challenges. We're going to go through our list, our checklist a little bit in a minute, but we know everybody's having a challenge because we have an enemy called Satan. He's going to make sure you have challenges. It's just that simple. But this is how we have victory over it. Okay.
Yeah. So whatever your first thing is in the morning, that's your first. It doesn't have to be exactly at 6:33. As long as you seek God first for yourself, that's what's most important.
Unless God tells you.
Yeah.
Now he tells you, he wants to do it, then that's a different story. Then you're that's a different concept, but basically it's not a legalistic thing. And we weren't planning on getting up a couple of times because we figured we'd be challenged, be tired, but the Lord woke us up. So therefore we followed our suit, but it's not legalistic when we think that way. So, okay. There's no condemnation if you don't make it.
Right. But just know that we're praying for you.
Yep.
Okay. So hold on a minute. Let me show you our share screen.
Okay, so I'm going to do this relatively quickly because we have a timeline right now. But Pastor James, Pastor Karen allow the freedom of the Holy Spirit in our services so they follow his lead and minister as he wants. It's not what we want to do, it's what he wants to do. It's not always pre-planned. Therefore, the outline after the service will give you a synopsis of what to focus on as we awaken at 6:33 to assemble the body of Christ spiritually to pray for each other. Now, on our Wednesdays, we give verbal prayer recommendations to the 633 ABC 633ers so we can all pray in unity for one another. The keywords here are unity for one another. As we pray in unity, you develop a greater power against the enemy. For one puts a thousand to flight, two put two, 10,000 to flight. We all know that scripture. Where two or more agree, it shall be done in my name. So when we pray together, we do much more damage to the enemy's camp. Okay? Now, we send out reminders to you by email, and pretty soon we have a Facebook page, so we can start joining and chatting every morning. We're really working on that. Now, what do we pray for? This is the recommended list out there that we send out to people. One, we know a lot of people are challenged with sleep interruptions and sleep deprivations, and that's one of Satan's tools to have you make mistakes and not hear God's voice clearly. So we pray for sweet, deep, uninterrupted, deep healing sleep. In the name of Jesus, awaken, refresh, rejuvenate, and re-energize. I want to stress the healing part of sleep because most healing comes when you're sleeping. That's when God does his work, okay?
Yeah, but it's usually from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. So if we go to bed later than 10 p.m., then we have a shortened time and won't get the complete rejuvenation of the cells that are restoring it themselves.
Now, number two is we pray for accelerated manifestation of healing. This is for all ABCers and all 633ers and their families and loved ones. We include that. That's why some of our families and loved ones, yes. Mm-hmm. That's why we have so many testimonies, like the person with the hand cut off. He wasn't either one of those two, but he was a family member. So mm-hmm. joint prayer is help that hand be restored, okay? Now, the next one is debt-free. Way too many people have too many financial challenges and debt these days. So we're praying that everyone, the person in this group is debt-free. God shows them how to become debt-free. You know, God is an acronym, right? Get out of debt, okay?
And if you have no debt, still pray that others in the congregation or 633ers pray these topics for them, so that they will also become debt-free, okay?
And then prosperity. Once you're debt-free, we still need to be prosperous. Why? So we can bless the kingdom of God. It's not so we can have fancy cars. And if you have a fancy car, that's fine. That's not a problem. God doesn't mind it. But the reason for prosperity is to bless the kingdom of God and help other people, okay?
In fact, God delights in the prosperity
that's
of his
true.
People.
Yes, he does.
That's what the word says.
Delights in prosperity. So make God happy, be prosperous, okay? All right, next is God's divine protection and divine provision, okay? As we pray protection over people, that's how come people are being protected from challenges and, of course, giving provision that every need is met in Jesus' name. We also pray that all challenges have been resolved. We say that because we don't know everybody's challenges that's on the group. And whatever personal challenges they have, we want our prayers to go with theirs to solve those personal challenges in Jesus' name. Next, walk in forgiveness. Now, we'll go through the teaching at a time, but unforgiveness is not an option. It's quite simple that that must be done. One of the last things Jesus said was, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they do. Okay. Those walk in love, joy, peace, and patience. If you're walking in love, joy, peace, and patience, the devil has a real challenge getting you to make mistakes. You'll have a real challenge getting you to do sins. Okay. Now, use our spiritual authority. We're going to put spiritual in there. Our spiritual authority. And that's what we have. We have our God-given authority over everything. Again, we took authority over the weather. Okay. It's not the first time. One time we were in Guatemala. There was a tremendous storm coming in. Authority was taken over that storm. And around the area where we're going to be praying for people, the open air center of the town, it was no rain at all, but the rain was outside that was pushed people into, so more people got saved. So them for bad, God used for good. But by using our spiritual authority, and in Guatemala, when somebody brings out their electric guitars and their drums and things like that, it's all they have. To see those things ruined would have been terrible for those people. But our prayers protected their equipment and many people got saved. Okay. All right. Practice forgiving others and ourselves. Two people carry self-unforgiveness. Look, we've all made mistakes. We're all challenged. We all do things wrong. But two people are holding on to unforgiveness about themselves too. Get over it. It's in the past. Okay. Go on. Okay. And forgetting the memories of offense. Don't let it bother you anymore. Okay.
Remember, the word says that we have to forget those things that are behind. It's a command. You can't drive a car looking in your rearview mirror. So you have to release them in order for you to run towards the mark of your high calling. Remember that. So some of you right now, God is showing you some things that you need to release from your past and choose to forget it. And press that delete button. Give it to God. Let it go in the trash bin of heaven. It's just gone. The blood of Jesus washes it away. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Give more grace to others. Now, when you're dealing with the public, and that person is rude or makes a mistake or is challenged, you don't know what's going on in their lives that can cause them not to be 100%. You know, maybe somebody's going through a divorce. Maybe they're just not feeling well. I remember one time when Pastor Karen was at a place and the lady was very, very slow and Karen was in a challenge to get something done. And I said, pray for her. And because she was challenged with the back pain, she was moving slow. When Karen prayed for her, then she got faster and got the job done right. But it's because she had a pain. And once she was trying to be arrogant or obnoxious or anything, she was just physically challenged. You don't know what's going on in their lives, but I guarantee you that Satan's attacking them as much as Satan's attacking you. So forgive more grace to others. Okay. One of my favorite ones is God's favor. We have the favor of God in everything we do. So we have God's favor where we go. You know, I just thank God for all the favor he's given us for everything. You know, just the favor to be in this country where we are today. The favor to have the opportunities we do have. It's God's favor in Jesus' name. Now, we have the ABC War Room Affirmation Sheet. We use as much as possible. We have time to do so. But as you pray these spiritual words over these challenges amongst this group, we're going to have many more testimonies coming through and many more people joining this group to make it stronger and stronger and stronger in Jesus' name.
Amen. So we'll have this up on the website that you could download. We're always adding to our topics so that we could all be praying for each other in unity. And so this is a new list that will be sent to you. Okay. I think it's communion time. Denise, can you please do communion and do the body and those of you that are visitors, we usually do communion every time that we meet, every service. So if you don't have elements ready, we can do it by faith. But to get, you know, any bread or crackers ready or water or juice or anything like that. And I think also, Deborah, you're going to do the blood tonight. Is that correct? Praise the Lord. Okay. So Denise, whenever you're ready.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you and giving you thanks and praise for all that you do for us and all that you continue to do. Thank you for being our Abba Daddy. For I receive from the Lord that which I deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and then he broke it and said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Father, we receive your body in the name of Jesus.
We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Deborah, are you ready?
What? And in the same manner, Jesus took the cup and he said, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Drink this in remembrance of me." So Lord Jesus, as we take of this cup, we thank you that your great love flows to us. That as you were on the cross, you had us in your mind. You knew us and you, because you saw us all the way through the future, and that you knew that we would be part of your family, that you are the first fruits. You are the older brother. And we are siblings, actually. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are in the family of God because we are born again into this covenant. So we praise you, Lord, that through the blood, there's power in the blood. There's protection in the blood. And we have communion with you and with the Father and the Holy Spirit and with each other as we take of this cup and have eaten of the body, in Jesus' name.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Denise and Deborah. That was a lovely communion.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Okay, so who would like to do communion next week? Any volunteers, please? You're so shy. Okay. Andrew and Margarita, would you guys do?
Margie,
would you do communion for next week?
Let's see. We're going to ask everybody to unmute.
Hello, Pastor O'Karen?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I was still driving a little while ago, so I can't do it.
Oh, okay. That's all right. We get it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, it's fine. I can be fine for next week.
And you can. Okay. So who, since Margie's driving and can't, does someone else? Andrew, you want to do the body then?
Yeah, that works.
Great. Anybody want to do the blood for next week?
I'll do it.
Okay. And Maria. Okay, so it'll be Andrew and Maria. Sounds good. All right. So, anybody else have other praise reports you want to share of what God has done in your life this week? Denise, raise your hand. Okay.
Yeah. And it's just for today. Earlier on today, our internet went out and I realized that it was Wednesday and I go, oh my goodness. I won't have internet to do overcomers tonight. And I just said a prayer really quick. And because when I called the our cable company, they said, oh, it's not going to be on until 4 a.m. in the morning. So I work from home. So my work was interrupted. So I said a prayer really quick. And then I called the IT department and I said, I've lost internet connection. What do I do? And he says, okay, well, there's a hotspot on your phone. So just dial into the hotspot and you'll be able to use it. So I was able to use the hotspot to work. And then this evening when I came home, I kept praying, God, please let the internet come on earlier than 4 a.m. this morning so I can make overcomers. And I came home and the internet was on.
Yay. Praise
the Lord.
Praise God.
That's exciting. Okay.
Take that authority.
You go. Yes, you did a good job taking that authority.
Amen.
Wonderful.
And it's not what it looks like in the natural. It's what you see in the spirit. And she saw what she needed to do. Through authority, and it came to pass in Jesus' name. I love this.
It's great. Good. I don't have a hotspot.
Anybody else want to share?
Yes, they do.
Anybody else have something to share? Okay.
Well, we're glad Val Mitchell was able to join us.
Yay.
Yeah.
Love you, Val.
So glad you could join us.
Everybody. Thank you, guys.
And you're welcome anytime. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Well, I guess I'll close in prayer then. We get off a little bit early tonight. We do try to always keep it under an hour or right at an hour at the most, but that's okay. Let's do a USP together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us. We bless this day today. We bless the people that have come here today, that they came here just to honor and worship you, Lord. As they go forth, we thank that you answer all their prayers and all the desires of their hearts in Jesus' name. We bless them right now that as they hear your voice better, continuously, and discern you against the enemy and hear the right suggestion that you make, follow your lead continuously in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.